That's interesting, because I feel like I need to do more webinars, because I was looking at this stuff that I want for the intern program. Like, I want them to participate in webinars and, like, do more stuff. And I'm like, I don't do that. Why am I, like, I should probably do the things.
But I think, yeah, but I think that's one of the things, like, when you, and we're probably, I think we should use this content. So I think it's preparing to manage, right? Yeah. This might be a good topic. So even talking, like anyone you talk to, like even for us, a part of the hesitation in bringing people on board is like, how are we preparing them to gain something from this experience, specifically if we're not, if there isn't a stipend, right? Or something that we're giving them. What are we giving them beyond like, hey, get this done. So we know that there's a lot to be learned by doing work. We get that. But at the same time, it helps us focus on what we should be sharpening our focus on and like how we should be leveling up in that way, because we have to continue growing and like professionally developing, especially if we haven't managed people in a while, or if we have managed people, like how can we do it better, more effectively, more impactfully? And when I think about, like I told you about my family business, you know, my cousin's launching this business and it's great, but it's been over a decade since he ran a business, since he had to manage a team. And I already see that he's tripped into a lot of the pitfalls of wanting to do everything himself, right? Even though he has a staff, he's not thinking about like developing a leadership team or a management team, even anyone, freaking, you know, dishwasher, anyone who would know how to run the business and support him in the business, other than himself. And so he's running headfirst into this problem where it's like, I don't necessarily have a culinary background, so there's like some reluctance there, right? Like I don't have the culinary background, so I have to rely on someone else. Then it's, how do I develop those skills? It's not something he's paying attention to because he has day-to-day operations to kind of put out fires in, you know? But it's in everything that we do, like how do we stay focused on developing ourselves and then developing our team? Because it's like the practice of creating a curriculum for the interns forces you to think to yourself, like you just said, wait, I need to do some webinars. I feel like even this, like the discipline of leadership is also forcing you to focus on your own development. Does that make sense? Like it's like,
yeah,
well,
it's weird. I really thought I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna do this and this and this, and then I can have her do this, and then I could focus on completely different things. But now I'm like, no, I really actually need to be doing the same things that she's doing and like actually learning things again, which, you know, it's my fault for not, you know, taking the initiative to learn anything the past 3 years, but I don't know.
You know that I wholeheartedly disagree with that, Jessica.
Dude, I have not learned anything except how to change two diapers at the same time.
Baby. I'm just saying. Somebody needed to teach you how to change a diaper, because I'm sure you haven't changed a diaper since your sister, and that's been a long time. You know, hey, you need a little reminder.
I was good. Like,
just saying.
I didn't need that.
When you marry your mogul.
My mogul, oh my God, like, he's going to be, like, so tall, but not too tall, because I'm only 5 feet tall. And, like, so
you'll have a staff, but...
Oh my God.
You'll want to at least pretend that you know how to do these things so that when the staff comes in, you can say, great, I typically change their diapers, even though you never do. You just play along. But at least you know these things and you can credit your time in Japan.
I know.
But I think also even like growing a business, as much as it's annoying and they're not necessarily giving you your I think it's important that you acknowledge that you've helped them grow their business or you've helped them organize, because that's just who you are, is what you do. You go into any environment and you're like, I see a way to make things more, we can do things in a more efficient way, and here's how we should do it. And you make those suggestions. And so if they take them and they work with them and they grow them, you can pat yourself on the back. If they choose not to do anything with it, that's their choice. But it's something I know you always share and